Hello and welcome to the latest episode of Zach's Tech Talk Tuesday. As always, you are joined by myself, the host Ryan McQueenie, and today we will be discussing Amazon's potentially game-changing and game-changing move that in my mind is a no-brainer to launch a new local-focused website in India. Now, before we jump into that, some housekeeping. We do apologize for the late post today. I know we're accustomed to an early morning upload here for the Tech Talks. Recording schedule got a little bit out of whack here with the holidays. We're catching up from yesterday's market holiday that was Labor Day. And this kind of means that other news related to our subject of choice, Amazon has kind of lapped this story already. Today is, of course, the day that the Jeff Bezos-led e-commerce pioneer has officially joined Apple on the $1 trillion market cap list. Yes, indeed, Amazon topped $1 trillion for the first time in late morning trading Tuesday, climbed past the $2,050.27 per share threshold that it needed to get to reach the $1 trillion level. It ended up topping out an intraday high as of right now, as of this recording. The intraday high was $2,050.50 per share. So a historic moment for Amazon. Jeff Bezos' net worth is like $166 billion now. Just crazy amount of wealth over there at the e-commerce king. Crazy amount of wealth for its CEO. Another historic day. Obviously, Apple made history like a month or so ago, something like that. Maybe less, maybe more. It's hard to keep track in these summer months. But Amazon now number two, as we, I think, all expected, really, with the race to $1 trillion. Either way, earlier Tuesday, and perhaps something that acted as a catalyst for the stock's rally, Amazon unveiled a new Hindi language version of its website to the roughly half a billion people of India who speak that language. The New York Times broke this story, so all credit to them for the following facts. But as the New York Times pointed out, only about 10% of India's 1.3 billion citizens know English. Yet, most of the country's e-commerce services have so far only been offered in English. That obviously is a gaping hole in supply and demand. 10% of the people in the country speak English. Basically, all of the e-commerce there is in English. Okay, let's fill that demand, I guess, is what Amazon said. So Hindi is going to be Amazon's first foray into an English language. Thinking about India's e-commerce market, Amazon is already the number two player in what is estimated to be a $33 billion industry. And Amazon says it has about 150 million registered users in that country. As the New York Times, I think, rightfully pointed out in its debut of this story, Amazon must appeal, if it would like to grow, presumably it would like to grow in that market, Amazon must appeal to the less educated customers in what is the fastest growing market for internet users in the world. Huge opportunity here for Amazon to get a nice competitive advantage over, well, its competitors. New York Times spoke to a man named Kishore Thatta, who is the Director of Customer Experience and Marketing for Amazon India. And the executive told the Times that 8 out of 10 Indian customers they found would prefer to shop in a language other than English. Going back to that supply and demand, there's a demand here for new language offerings, and Amazon has decided to throw the money at and commit the time to fulfilling those offerings. As we might expect, though, adding Hindi was not a very easy task. And as I'll get to in a second, Hindi is but one of many languages frequently spoken in India. Actually, let's go with that first, because the executive here did say 8 out of 10 Indian customers would prefer to shop in a language other than English. So yeah, that's logical transition to say that Hindi is but one of those options. Amazon is planning to add more in native Indian languages to its website and apps if the Hindi launch is successful, and that would include Bengali, Tamil, Kannada, Telugu. Those are regionally dominant languages, and I'm sure I just messed up a bunch of pronunciation there, so apologies on not nailing that. But definitely important to note that Hindi is reaching a half a billion of the 1.3 billion people who know or who live in India. So it's definitely still another opportunity to add more languages. Now, adding those more languages will probably be a difficult task, as was adding Hindi. The New York Times said that when the company began building its Hindi app and website about 2 years ago, so long task here, it first tried to just run the English version through a translation algorithm. I don't know if that was Google Translate or what, but just copy-paste over what's there into a translation algorithm. And Mr. Thatta, the aforementioned director of marketing over there in Amazon in India, said the result was, quote, completely illegible. Could have guessed. I could have guessed that myself. Those language translation algorithms, the natural language processor, still a long way to go. So Amazon said, what do we do next? And, well, they decided to tap real human people to translate key listings and the steps of the purchase process into colloquial Hindi. They then, and this is all according to the New York Times as well, so I will say this, the process then including showing samples of those translations to actual and potential customers, reviewing feedback, refining those samples, and then using the final versions to train their own algorithms to do mass translation. I'll also say it's not all done. From what I understand, Amazon is requesting that third-party sellers in India help translate their own listings. So still a lot of work to do. I also want to say that, you know, following up on how I led the show, that, you know, I called this move a no-brainer based off of the need to fill a demand here. To me, with a company like Amazon that has the money to burn on these types of projects and the time to burn on these types of projects, if you see that large of a hole missing in supply there in such a key market, you go and you do that. You do what it takes to be the first person to be doing that. So that's why I said it was a no-brainer. Now, the difficulty involved with it, I think, is a big wall for why it's not such a no-brainer, why it's taken this long to get a Hindi version of a major e-commerce site up. And I'll also say that looking around, Amazon has actually, you know, there's been some competitors who have tried this with very mixed success. And Amazon is not the first, really, to get one going. So Snapdeal is an e-commerce site that is popular in the region. It tried local language versions about 3 years ago and then abandoned them because a few users actually used them. There's also another company, Paytm. This was, as the New York Times said, the number three online retailer in India right now, or it operates the number three online retailer in the country right now, and that's called Paytm Mall. It began allowing customers to make purchases in 10 Indian languages back in October, and I believe the Times said that about 15% people who have this option use that option. So it's not like this is red hot and super popular for those who tried it. So I guess going back to my no-brainer comment, the difficulty in launching it and then the amount that people would actually use it, to me, would be, you know, maybe why what you would counter with the no-brainer comment, why it might not be such a no-brainer. Now, I'll circle all the way back around and talk about the growth opportunities here. To me, it makes sense that adoption would be limited by people who have already grown accustomed to using Amazon in English. I think the key here is being able to grow the site out to people who don't speak English, who are already new customers. So an easier way to me in my head, and we'll see how this plays out in real life, to attract a new customer would be to offer them a service in their own language. You're more trustworthy if you're speaking someone's own language. You're more familiar, you're more comfortable to those people. It just makes sense to me. The other key here for Amazon, other than just straight up growth, is kind of fending off a rise in competition from other key players in the retail business in India and abroad. Amazon is already the second largest online retailer in India, and it's facing competition from Flipkart, which is a larger local brand that is now owned by, anybody remember, Walmart. That is right. Walmart has now a majority stake in Flipkart. So as the Amazon versus Walmart war rages on in the United States, a very, very similar battle will be taking place in India. It's crazy how these things work out. So yeah, just to review, I believe the Hindi version is now available, like right now, on Amazon's apps and websites where it is available. The translation is not all done. If it works out, there will be more Indian languages to come, but definitely a major step in a very clear direction for Amazon in India, where it faces off against new and familiar foes. I didn't see anything about how much this project cost them other than it had been going on for 2 years, so I'm not sure how much it costs or what they expect adoption to be like, but we shall see on all of that here as time goes on. An exciting day for Amazon for this bit of news and reaching the $1 trillion market cap threshold. Exciting day for Jeff Bezos and company indeed. So that just about does it for us here in the Tech Talk Tuesday show today. As a reminder, if you feel that we missed something or if you want us to cover a different story, shoot us an email at podcast@zacks.com. Make sure to check out all of our other audio content at zacks.com/podcasts. And remember to subscribe and leave us a rating on Apple Podcasts. We are also available on Spotify, many other podcast streaming applications. So simply search Zacks Investment Research where you are tuning in or where you prefer to tune in, and you should be able to find us there. As always, thank you so much for listening to the Zacks Tech Talk Tuesday podcast. We'll see you next time.